Cambridge 105 Radio. It's Cambridge Breakfast with Neil on a Wednesday morning. And, you know, when it comes to the theatre, you know, you talk about something for everyone, an all-encompassing family show. I'm sorry, this one really is. I think this one is the one for all the family. Horrible Histories, The Best of Barmy Britain, is coming to the Cambridge Arts Theatre on Tuesday the 24th to Saturday the 28th of August. I'm joined on the line by Jack Ballard, who is one of only two people who are going to be on the stage. Is that right, Jack?
That is correct, yes, absolutely. It just sums up how crazy the show is, really.
So there's two of you on stage throughout the whole thing. And what sort of time frame are we talking here? When you say the best of Barmy Britain, what are we talking about historically here?
Yeah, so basically there's myself and another brilliant actor called Martin Atkinson. And we take you through a journey of a production which runs about an hour and 10 minutes, an hour and 5 minutes, mm-hmm. Straight through the greatest hits of British history, leading from everything going all the way back to Boudicca and the Romans, through Henry VIII, Guy Fawkes and the Gunpowder Plot, all the way through to Queen Victoria and Prince Albert at the end. We take you on an absolute roller coaster of a journey, really celebrating the weird, wacky and wonderful things that British history has to offer.
Well, because it is frankly a miracle we're still here, isn't it? Because this country has lurched from one side to the other throughout history. I mean, I've got to say that my children grew up on Horrible Histories, and I think I learnt more reading those books with them, or just my son in particular, he's a history student, he's at uni at the moment, with him just coming up with stuff that he's quoting out of the books. I learned more than I ever did at school. What is it about Horrible Histories that works so well?
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And what is fantastic about Horrible Histories, like you say, is there is something in it for everybody. And it makes it educational, but so much fun. Because not only is it teaching you something, but you don't actually realize that you're being taught. It's such a fun way of engaging people in terms of, you know, you go through all the blood, the deaths, the murder, the poo, the crazy stuff that happens and the things that we've done. It's so entertaining for people that they come away having not even realized that they've learned something because they've had such a good time. And I think that is such an amazing thing about Horrible Histories is the fact that, yes, we give people such a good time and such a laugh, but at the same time, it is so historically accurate. There's nothing at all that we put in the shows that isn't 100% accurate to the history of Britain.
Wow.
Which is great.
That is, because you know, you'd be tempted to go off script, wouldn't you? But I'm so pleased to hear that you don't. Did you find any things when you were researching and putting stuff together or working it through? Did you find stuff that you didn't know yourself?
Oh, absolutely. I've learned so many things. I still do keep learning things every day, you know, when we do productions and I think, you know, well that's sort of come into place now and that's clicked and I want to look further into that and research that more because that is really interesting. Little things like I didn't realize that Anne Boleyn had got a sixth finger. She had a witch's finger.
No.
Things like that. It is honestly fascinating and I would encourage anybody to come and watch because they will learn at least one new thing and have a great laugh while they do that.
Well, great. Thanks for the heads up on that one, because if I come along, people will go, oh, when you say about that, and I'll go, yeah, I knew that, yeah. And mind you, I've only known it for a week, but that's extraordinary. Didn't know that at all.
I was going to say, what as well is great about this show is we do have a few Cambridge links as well. Boudicca led a rebellion against the Romans and she stopped off near Cambridge to kill a few hundred of them. So that's one link. And then also Guy Fawkes, he actually obviously tried to blow up everyone in Parliament. But a man from Cambridge called Thomas Knyvett was the person who actually caught him in the act. Uh-huh. So there's a few links there that, you know, it's worthwhile for that local history as well, for people in Cambridge to do a bit more research.
Fantastic. I can see a couple of them on the staff here, Tony Barnfield in particular, going, oh, I wish I'd interviewed him. In terms of age, because we say, okay, it's for all the family, but realistically, what's the youngest that a child should be to get something out of this?
Yeah, so I'd say roughly, I would personally say ran from the age of five or six.
Right.
Obviously, it is history, isn't it? It's funny, but it is a little bit horrible as well. And we do go into a little bit of a dark place occasionally. And it can be, it can be quite, well, obviously menacing and exciting. So, yeah, I'd say probably around the age of 5 or 6 and then up to the age of 106. You know, there is honestly something in it from... for every age group that they can enjoy something out of it.
Well, I've already said, you know, I'm learning stuff already, and I think you're absolutely right. For the parents to go along, this is a great opportunity just to really find out things that we just never knew. I don't know. History was just so boring when I was at school, and you guys have just turned it around, and you're absolutely right. Entertain it into people's heads, and they retain those facts. Is there a follow-on to this? I mean, what comes up next? What will you be doing as the next Horrible Histories? Any idea?
Yeah, so actually, I'm going to be going into the 3D tour of Barmy Britain, which is going to be happening from October. But there are also other productions on at the moment as well. There is Barmy Britain Part 5, which is currently in the West End at the Apollo Theatre. And there's just always something in the pipeline with Horrible Histories. You know, we want to keep getting stuff out there and keep relevant and keep teaching and exciting people with these amazing stories. So there's plenty happening, and we really want to encourage people to come back out and support live theatre, because I think as a nation we need it now more than ever. And I don't think that Britain has been quite as balmy as it might be today. So I think, you know, it's more relevant than ever before.
Couldn't agree with you more. Right, so it's on from Tuesday the 24th through to Saturday the 28th. Performances are at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And actually, you've got extra ones. You've got ones on the Wednesday. You've got matinee on the Thursday as well, and on the Friday. And on the Saturday at 11 a.m. and a 2 p.m. one on the Saturday as well. All the details are on the Cambridge Arts Theatre website, which is cambridgeartstheatre.com. Tickets are priced at £20 for adults, £15 for children. It sounds huge. Jack, thank you so much. I want to see this, and I just want to see where I can borrow a couple of kids from to take them along. It sounds brilliant, Jack. Have a great time, and thanks for talking to us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, and have a great day.